From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley blasted Syria ahead of a Security Council meeting Friday.
Many people have died, and what we know is none of that had to happen. The warning at Khan Sheikhoun was meant to say this is a violation of international order. We're not going to have this. This is against humanity, and we're not going to have any sort of chemical weapons used. We're past that time in history, so we thought. It continued. And why did it continue? Because Assad kept wanting to eliminate his opponents. And this is the method of warfare he chose to do it.
Haley said it's now time to investigate exactly what happened. The Gaza Health Ministry said more than 500 Palestinians were injured Friday by Israeli troops who used gunfire and tear gas to repel attempts by Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. The violence erupted after thousands of Palestinians staged a protest along the border, the third protest scheduled through mid-May. They already have resulted in dozens killed and thousands injured. The protesters gathered at tent camps several hundred meters from the border fence after smaller groups approached the fence, burning Israeli flags and tires and hurling stones. Uganda's government announced Friday that it may take in 500 African asylum seekers from Israel. Israel wants to relocate thousands of Africans that it says entered Israel illegally. The UN Refugee Agency says about 4,000 African asylum seekers have voluntarily left Israel for Uganda and Rwanda since 2013. Reports both countries have continuously denied. This is VOA News. James Comey blasts U.S. President Donald Trump in his forthcoming book, but the Associated Press's Jonathan Lemire notes that there's more to its pages than just criticism of the commander-in-chief.
There's plenty of material in the book also about the Hillary Clinton investigation. A particularly startling admission is Comey says that he wishes he had handled the press conference differently. The infamous press conference, or famous depending on your point of view, back in July 2016 when he announced that the Department of Justice was not going to recommend that any charges be brought against Secretary Clinton for her use of the email server. If you recall the news conference, he sort of spent a lot of time really sort of criticizing the secretary only at the end to say, but we're not finding any charges against her. He wishes he could have done that.
The president called Comey a leaker and a liar and tweets Friday morning saying it was his pleasure to fire Comey. Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government security forces.
The Thursday night attack took place in Shindan district in the province of Herat, which borders Iran. The district governor told VOA the insurgent raid also wounded 4 security personnel. The so-called Law and Order police post was manned by Afghan police personnel when it came under attack. The district chief of the Law and Order Police contingent was among those slain. A Taliban spokesman claimed in a statement sent to the media that the attack in Shindan left more than 20 Afghan security personnel dead. It also said insurgents took away 4 armored military vehicles. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week. Mr. Trump hit Japan and many other countries with aluminum and steel trade restrictions last month. Japan has been asking the restrictions to be lifted. On North Korea, the missile situation, critics say Japan will remind Mr. Trump to negotiate on all types of missiles and not just long-range missiles that would reach American soil. President Trump's lawyers are trying to keep federal investigators from using material seized in an FBI raid against his private attorney.
Lawyers for both the president and Michael Cohen have told a federal judge they believe some of the material is protected by attorney-client privilege and want to be able to review it before prosecutors can. Agents seized records relating to, among other things, a payment Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels, who says she had an affair with Trump. Sagar Magani at the White House.
New Zealand's Prime Minister responded to U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement about the possibility of the U.S. rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership, flagging challenges that the move may face.
If they chose to re-enter the CPTPP, it wouldn't just be a straightforward matter of slotting into that existing agreement.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.